NPR Silvia Poggioli is in Sarajevo, in Bosnia, where international officials are following deliberations at the UN with some concern. Silvia, how vital is the UN police force to the stability of Bosnia?
Well, with its complicated division into two entities, three national groups, and competing institutions, Bosnia is still politically very fragile. So a sudden pullout of the UN International Police Training Force, known as the IPTF, could cause serious problems when the next important security issues comes up soon. The annual commemoration of the July 1995 Srebrenica massacre will require a huge deployment of police officers in the Serbian entity where Srebrenica now lies. And now, in the past, events that involve busing people from one entity to another have often led to riots. And so without the IPTF police officers in Srebrenica, which is associated with the worst massacre of the entire Bosnian war, there's a good chance of serious trouble. And the local population is also worried about the economic consequences of a UN police force pullout. 1,400 locals would lose their jobs, and the departure of a large number of internationals whose presence is the mainstay of the Bosnian economy would be economically painful.
But as we've just heard from Vicky O'Hara, the NATO-led stability force is expected to remain in Bosnia regardless, no?
Yes, and that's what people here were really most concerned about. They keenly want the continued presence of the NATO-led peacekeeping troops. S4 is seen principally as a security blanket. People feel more secure because it's here. It's psychologically important. S4 is also physically important, in particular in giving confidence to refugees who want to return home in an area that's now dominated by one of their rival ethnic groups. So the S4 presence is a guarantee that local police will behave.
We heard a moment ago from Vicky O'Hara how enthusiastic Europeans are for the new international court and how little sympathy there seems to be in Europe for the U.S. position on the Security Council. It appears that even Britain isn't backing the U.S. on this one. What is your general sense of how this issue is seen in Europe?
Well, the Europeans are really mad. Chris Patten, the European Commissioner for External Relations, was in Belgrade today, and he said the EU is wholeheartedly and unreservedly a supporter of the International Criminal Court. He went so far as to say that the ICC is the most important advance in international rule of law since the establishment of the UN itself. The U.S.-European clash over the International Criminal Court is a sign of two fundamentally different views of global relations. The Europeans, through their history and because of their proximity to one another, support multilateral organizations and are strong believers in a system of international justice. The U.S., on the other hand, has been traditionally wary of international organizations, and the Bush administration more so than others. The Europeans accuse the U.S. of arrogance and of using a double standard, of wanting two sets of rules, a kind of we are all equal but some are more equal than others attitude. Here in Sarajevo, international officials feel that for its own purposes, the U.S. is making Bosnia a victim.
But as it often was during the war in Bosnia, the question seems to come down once again to how much is this a European question and how much is this an American question, a NATO question? Is the European Union willing to step in, and take over peacekeeping in the Balkans?
Well, the EU foreign policy chief Javier Solana today insisted that that's what the EU would do. He made strong statements that Europe is going to stick it out this time in the Balkans for the long haul. Now, the EU was supposed to take over the IPTF mission with 500 policemen of its own in January, but the feeling here is that the EU is simply not ready to take over right away. So the EU would probably have to go to there's a problem of a budget. There's not much money, and the EU would probably have to go to individual governments to ask for more funds. But as we know, there's been a strong shift to the right in many European countries, and their new parliaments may not be very willing to pour more funds into Balkan peacekeeping missions.
Thank you, Silvia.
Thank you.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli speaking with us from Sarajevo in Bosnia.